Well, Bob, I should say that for folks with very, very long memories, you're one of our alumni. You were a WPTF reporter when we were both about 10 years old, right?
Indeed, Tony. It has been a long time, but it's great to be on with you this morning. We were once upon a time colleagues.
And the weird thing is, you still look the same. I saw you on TV the other day. You've got a picture aging in a closet someplace. But, Bob, it is great to have you this morning. And we want to look back on the course of the year and some of the things that are of concern to Common Cause and some of the things that may have pleased you this year. I'm going to guess that one of the things that probably concerned you quite a bit was the mid-decade redistricting.
It did. I mean, we have been an organization that has long advocated for fair maps, something that both Republicans and Democrats, when they're out of power, support. And then, of course, when the party is in power, they oppose. But this is a disturbing trend, as you know, Tony. North Carolina joined other states to do this. And essentially, one of our congressional districts, the first congressional district, the only competitive congressional district that we have, was dramatically changed. The historic Black Belt, as it's called, was kind of split in two. And really, the result is what people have analyzed to be the most gerrymandered congressional map in state history. And that's what we will have next year. So it is of very much concern to us.
And I know one of the other things that you have expressed concerns, and I know you have a new poll out about some of the concerns about North Carolinians and their support of access to elections, things like Sunday voting and voting on college campuses, things like that.
Strong majorities indeed support Sunday voting and access to, campus voting sites. Really, this should be a nonpartisan issue. If anything, and we've always supported this, and that is that we want voting to be as accessible as possible. Obviously, the integrity and making sure that there is nothing fraudulent about any election is important to everybody, but certainly there's nothing nefarious to making sure that voting is easy and accessible for all.
Is that part of a trend nationwide? Some of these restrictions being added to make it more difficult to do the early voting or the Sunday voting?
It is. I mean, I hate to say it, but of course, you know, President Trump has injected this sort of perception that something is wrong with our elections system, and this stems from the 2016 and then even the 2020 elections. And we have seen some of the legislatures and across the country react, as has been the case in North Carolina. Again, Common Cause North Carolina, we're a nonpartisan organization. We believe that voting, as I just mentioned, is really, it is the right of every citizen that's eligible to, you know, properly of age and such to vote. And we don't want to see any obstacles or any kind of impediments to that right.
And one other election note, Bob, the Supreme Court yesterday was hearing a challenge to federal laws that limit the amount of money political parties can spend in coordination with candidates for office. The funding of elections has always been a very controversial thing.
It has, you know, big money politics and how it disproportionately distorts campaigns, and I think everybody universally, you know, hates to see the negative campaigning. And we have supported alternatives and options of public financing. We, the people, own the elections, and why not have a public fund to support the candidates rather than having candidates race around and try to, you know, raise as much money, often from, again, the big special interests who can influence the process in ways that are not healthy for democracy.
Bob, I don't know whether Common Cause has taken a stand on this or not. Have you ever taken a stand on the issue of term limits?
We really haven't, except in the case of leadership. The Speaker of the House and the North Carolina legislature and the Senate leader, we do believe that there should be term limits that are similar to what we have for the governor. The governor can serve two terms, and we think that those important positions would be good to have term limits. But generally, Tony, what we see often, even though there are examples otherwise, but most of the legislature, the 170 members of the North Carolina General Assembly and many of the 14 members of our North Carolina congressional delegation, they do turn over. And really, we do not think term limits are necessarily healthy because of the institutional knowledge that experience brings. And when you have term limits, you often are empowering lobbyists. I mean, I'm a lobbyist, so it seems like that might be counter to what I would be believing, but that the inexperience of the electeds, they turn to people like us, the lobbying. And so we think experience ultimately is good.
Bob, as you look back at 2025, is there any one issue that you see having had some positive results this year?
Well, maybe, Tony, that's a great question, by the way, but maybe the past local election season, which typically is a low turnout affair and not many people even decide to run for office, but we do seem to see more interest in activism. There was a little bit of an uptick of voter turnout in the local election cycle, and more candidates ran, younger candidates, more diverse candidates. And Tony, maybe that is a setup for next year, the all-important off-presidential election year, where more people, we hope, will be active and participate in democracy, because that's what it's all about. We certainly encourage everyone to exercise their right to vote and pay attention to the issues. And I'm hoping that this local election cycle might suggest that we will see an uptick in all that next year.
Well, Bob, it will be fascinating to watch. And thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. You have a happy new year, and we look forward to talking to you again in 2026.
Thank you, Tony. Great to talk with you.
You too, Bob. Take care.